Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And I'm Doug McBurney. Glad to have you back, Bob.
Doug, what a fabulous trip to L.A. Maybe we could talk about it in a few minutes.
Well, I've been telling people that you were promoting young earth creationism and Christianity. Not Christianity. Of course, you're always promoting Christianity.
Yeah, right.
Young earth creationism and, in addition to that, young earth creationism, personhood.
California personhood. Fabulous, fabulous time in L.A.
Anyway, I think I did a good job there, but I'm worried that I might have said something on the air last week that you might be upset about.
Uh-oh, what?
I called Pat Robertson an idiot.
What?
Yeah.
You called Pat Robertson an idiot?
I did.
Well, did you also call Danny Glover? What's his name?
I don't know. I never
What's
heard
his name?
Guy.
Danny Glover?
Danny Glover? I don't know. I'm not sure I got to him.
Did you also call Danny Glover an idiot?
Who is he? I don't know. Maybe I got to him. I don't know.
Okay, if you called them both an idiot, both idiots, then okay.
Okay.
Do you have, I've got the quote, what actor Danny Glover, I never heard of the guy.
Glover. Yeah.
Said on Grit TV.
Grit TV. Now, there's something else I've never heard of, but it's in England, so.
I never heard of Grit TV anyway.
Okay, so Danny Glover.
Either. But look, you've got it. You see it right there, what he said about the earthquake in Haiti.
He says, when we did what we did at the climate summit in Copenhagen.
So he's talking about global warming.
The climate summit, I remember that.
He's mad about global warming, and at the global warming summit in Europe, it didn't go well for the fanatics.
Well, we failed to reach a global accord on the reduction of carbon emissions and an overall outline to save the planet from us.
Yes, pray for gridlock.
Gridlock.
All right. Copenhagen. So what is this quote?
He says, "Because we failed in Copenhagen, this is the response. This is what happens. You know what I'm saying?"
He's an idiot. He is an absolute idiot. He's saying because he must think that Mother Earth was angry.
Uh-huh.
Right? Gaia was angry.
Upset, right?
Because she was mad at who? India, America, and China, I guess.
Right, those were the main powers who were expected to strike some kind of deal there in Copenhagen.
So she gave an earthquake to Haiti.
Yeah.
Doug, that is as stupid as what I've heard from Christians who said because of the homosexual march in New Orleans, there would be 10,000 homosexuals. That's why God sent Katrina.
Yeah.
I mean, these things, this is all superstition.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, no, it's, well, actually, Southern Decadence was scheduled a few days after Katrina.
Southern Decadence, that's
the homosexuals marching down there. And so if that were the purpose, the timing was off.
Yeah.
And instead of wiping out 10,000 homosexuals, there were many poor people, the elderly, the young, who were killed by Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
And the French Quarter, which should have been ground zero,
survived
almost unscathed.
That's right. I think there's only a quarter of an inch of water in the street in the French Quarter.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and I think if we look at Scripture, when God wants to use the earth to, let's say, swallow up a bunch of people that he's angry at, he knows exactly how to do it.
He does things that can't be explained in other ways.
Right. There would be no doubt. There'd be no
opening up the earth and sucking down alive the House of Representatives in Israel.
Yeah.
The representatives of the people in Numbers 16. Now that is undeniable.
Where was that Numbers 16?
Yeah, because the rebellion
there
of
may
Korah.
Be some people in the audience who want to check you out on that. Numbers 16.
Moses' cousin.
Moses, the rebellion of Korah.
Yeah, he wanted to set up a democracy.
Yeah, that's right. He wanted the representatives of the people.
Yeah, actually a republic he wanted.
Oh.
A representative republic.
Not to put too fine a point on it.
No. And so God said, all right. Actually, Moses said, all right, you guys stand over there, and Aaron and I will stand over here.
Yeah.
And they did, and Moses said, no, back up a little bit more. Keep backing up. Okay. And then we'll ask the Lord, what do you think, Lord, about a representative republic? And the Lord opened up the earth and sucked them down alive into hell.
Yeah.
Now that is an act of God.
Now, and there was no denying that.
No denying.
It's also one of my favorite all-time Bible stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Along with Samuel hacked Agag to pieces.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Before the Lord in Gilgal.
Mm.
So, all right, Doug. So, Danny.
So, there's idiots on both sides because, you know, Pat Robertson.
What did he say?
Pat Robertson said that the people in Haiti made a pact with the devil.
Yeah.
A pact with the devil, he said.
Yeah.
And they said that
they got a lot of voodoo there.
Oh, there's a lot of voodoo and chicken blood going on down there. Yeah. Don't get me wrong.
Reading tea leaves and chicken entrails.
Yeah, and we went into the history of Haiti a little bit last week while you were away, and we talked about how there's a legend there that there was a voodoo priest who blessed the slaves and encouraged them to the revolt, and they indeed revolted and even defeated Napoleon, and you know. So your average Haitian...
But wait a minute. The French losing a war doesn't exactly go down as divine intervention.
Doesn't require an act of God.
I think the only war you can't say the French lost was a civil war in their own country.
I guess so.
I mean, I guess you could look at it either way.
Some Frenchman had to have won.
But the
that.
French losing a war is just, it's too routine to say it was supernatural.
Anyway, so Pat implied, which is commonly believed, by the way, tourists who've been to Haiti.
Yeah.
Every tour guide in Haiti will tell you that his country was birthed in some deal with Satan. And it's all part of the act.
Right, right, right.
Trying to, you know.
Yeah, right. And so for Pat Robertson to say that this great calamity happened because centuries ago they made a pact with the devil is superstition.
It's superstition.
And superstition should not double for spiritual maturity. And I got angry, Doug. I mean, he's
good
making Christians in the gospel. He's bringing shame to the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Do you remember the Lord addressed this in the Bible?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
In the New Testament.
The New.
Yes, in the New Testament.
Good thing, because a lot of Christians think the Old Testament should be discarded.
Right, right. I think it was Jesus Christ himself speaking. It's in the red letters, if I'm not mistaken.
It is, warning, 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 Will Robinson. There are Bible verses up ahead. For those in the audience who advocate pluralism and diversity, this fair warning gives you notice that raw, unadulterated truth is about to be uttered. Doug, there were news stories like this during the gospel years.
Yeah.
And in one situation, a tower fell in Jerusalem, the Tower of Siloam, and it killed 18 people.
Right.
And the superstition was this happened because they were being punished because their great-grandfathers made a deal with the devil. No, they were being punished because of their own sin.
Right.
No, the Lord rebuked those who were trying to interpret this. So he said, for example, right here, Luke 13, verse 4.
Luke 13, for those who want to check now.
Verse 4. Those 18 people on whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them, do you think that they were worse sinners than all other men who dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, no.
And all the superstitious people were about to say yes. That's why, right?
Yeah,
Lord?
Right. Well, they asked Jesus also in the same passage.
That's right.
They asked Jesus, how about the Galileans from northern Israel who were killed by Pilate? How about them?
Right.
And Jesus said, you think that those Galileans were worse sinners than all other Galileans because they suffered like this? I tell you, no. So that's the superstition. So Pat Robertson comes out. He's supposed to be a man of God. I mean, does the guy read the Bible? He gets mad at Texas because they're going to put to death an axe murderer.
Yeah.
And he mocks the family of the victims of the axe murderer. Mm. And so here, Jesus says, look, when there's a tragedy, people are murdered, people die in an accident, don't try to interpret it as though this is because they were sinners, that's why this happened. That got Jesus angry, and we have Christians today doing the exact same thing.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. And I'll tell you, the left-wing media, MSNBC, had a field day
of
with Pat
course.
For 4 or 5 days running.
It's red meat, and it's no different than the voodoo witch doctor
it's the same
who's
thing.
Reading chicken entrails, Doug, tea leaves, because they cut open the chicken and the entrails fall out, and they interpret the entrails.
Yeah.
Well, Pat Robertson is interpreting these events as though he's speaking for God, and Jesus says, I tell you, no.
And Jesus also says, unless you repent, you will likewise perish, reminding us all that...
That's the moral of the story.
Yeah, that's what's neat.
Get right with God.
Yeah. Now, Bob, I waited... I believe Pat Robertson's quote came out Monday, Tuesday last week.
Yeah.
I waited day after day for his press conference and his apology.
Yeah.
It never came.
No.
How come when he says something that's conservative,
something that's proper, then he apologizes
within 48 hours? He has a policy,
yeah, right?
But with something foolish like this, and the apology never comes.
No,
I don't understand it.
Yeah, when Christians say things that are valid, biblically valid, and there's an uproar, then they apologize.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, Pat, we're still waiting. Can we get a memo off to Pat? Thank you.
So, Doug, the secret mission to L.A., actually, it was a bit of a secret mission.
It is a secret mission. That's why I was very vague. I said you're promoting personhood, you're promoting young earth creationism, all in one trip.
Yeah, I went out for the Creation Project, which we could talk about in the future. But while I was out, I met with six families and brought them California personhood petitions.
Yeah.
Each piece of paper has room for 10 signatures, and I distributed 60 of those petition printouts to these California families, and they're going to take them to their local churches, to their neighbors. Doug, there are homeschooling families in Compton, California.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Compton, praise the Lord.
If there ever was a place that needed homeschool families, it's Compton, California.
Yeah, or any place that's besieged by liberal do-goodism.
I got an email from one of your listeners, one of our listeners, and he emailed me over the weekend late in the night to say, Doug, Bob told me to do this, and this. Please tell him that I've done this, I've got this ready to go, and I'll be doing this next week.
Wow, praise the Lord.
All over your plans, Bob. You're inspiring people out there.
Praise the Lord.
And they need that.
That is so very exciting.
Personhood's on the march in California.
Yeah. It That's is, awesome. Just like in Colorado, just like the march this Friday at noon.
The March for Life coming up Friday, January 22nd, noon at the Capitol.
Doug, I heard you on Mike Rosen's show this morning.
Is that right?
Well, your voice during a commercial break.
Mike generally doesn't return my calls.
No, but we've got people who voice commercials, and these commercials are airing all over Denver radio, secular stations and Christian stations.
Yeah, and we want to thank and praise the Christian stations around Colorado who have just done a fantastic job in making sure that we blanket the Christian media with the message.
Really, all of them, but I'm especially thankful to Crawford Broadcasting, KLTT, putting the March for Life out there. This will be, Lord willing, the biggest, best march in the last decade
in
Colorado.
It should be, because there is a motivation underlying the march this year that simply just hasn't been there before, this personhood movement that's got people so excited.
There are a couple fabulous speakers for the march, and before that, at 9 a.m., there's going to be a press conference at the Capitol, and the star of Bella, Eduardo Verástegui, is flying in for that press conference.
Yes, and we're currently lining up, along with Eduardo.
Yeah.
There's going to be both Protestant and Catholic church leaders who are going to exhort their membership to gather petitions.
The pastors of some of the largest churches in Colorado will be at the march, participating, praying.
Praise the Lord.
It's going to be an exciting march, so please come out Friday at noon. And if you want to see Eduardo, come out at 9 in the morning to the Capitol. Look for information at Personhood Colorado and ColoradoMarchForLife.org.
I will be there at 9 o'clock in the morning. Great. Maybe everyone will be there. I'll be there.
Yeah.
Now, I tried to get the gig of driving Eduardo back to the airport.
Yeah.
I tried to get that gig.
Yeah.
I was not able to secure that.
Yeah, too bad. That'd be fun, huh?
So I will be
looking. The star of the Hollywood movie Bella, the movie that won the Toronto Film Festival's Audience Best of Show Award.
Yeah. That would have been great.
Best of festival.
But I will be looking for someone to buy me breakfast in between the press conference and the kickoff of speakers.
All right. So
breakfast with me is available.
All right.
That slot is open.
All right. That's
now, but seriously, I want to remind people, if you're carrying petitions, come to the march with your petitions, whether you've got 5 or 10 signatures or whether you've got 100 on your package.
Bring them.
Bring them and turn them in. This will give the leaders of Personhood Colorado an opportunity to find out exactly where we stand on the signature gathering.
It is very important.
Critical.
And if you can't get to the march, this is what you need to do, please, if you can. Get your signatures notarized, put them in the mail. At the same time, call up and say, I'm mailing my petitions in. Please send me a blank petition.
Yeah.
And even if you only get 3 more signatures or 30 more or 300 more, we need the ones that you have right now We need them turned in by Friday. So either mail them so they'll be in the count, or bring them to the March for Life at the Capitol at noon Friday morning.
And at the march, we will have plenty of blank petitions to replenish your supply.
That's right.
Yeah, and we're pushing now. This is the final, 3 weeks before the deadline.
Yeah.
So only 3 Sundays left before
the
deadline. It is
absolutely crucial. Doug, you have a Jerusalem Post Christian edition.
The Christian edition. I'm not sure.
You told me I'm going to get a kick out of this.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is their monthly glossy magazine that goes all over the world.
Right.
You know, they have the Jerusalem Post and then the one for the Goyim. Right?
I guess the Jerusalem Post is a daily newspaper in Jerusalem.
Just the main paper. The main paper in Jerusalem.
Yeah, it's like the Washington Post or the Denver Post. It's the Jerusalem Post.
Yeah.
And they have a monthly magazine they produce for the Goyim, I don't know.
For the Christians around the world.
Right. Yeah. And so we got the January 2010 issue, and as we're skimming through it, a lot of interesting articles. Toward the back, there's an article on Judaism.
Really, the back page. The back page of the magazine.
The back page of the magazine. An article on Judaism and predestination, and smack dab in the middle of the article.
In the middle of the article. Oh, come on. You're kidding me.
Is the artwork.
Come on. I can't believe what I'm saying.
From your predestination and free will. Now,
this is our CD, Predestination and Free Will. It's a seminar.
Yeah.
And they have it full size. The artwork.
Describe the artwork to the audience and give us a little history because it's a very unique.
It says kgov.com.
That's phenomenal, isn't
kgov.com it? Kgov.com right here.
Great advertising.
In the Jerusalem Post.
Yeah.
Christian edition.
Yeah.
Goes all over the world. And this Judaism and predestination, in other words, what has been taught in Judaism about free will, predestination, so on.
Right.
And the artwork they chose, it's hysterical, Doug, that they chose this Bob and Yurt Live seminar. Because there's the logo, Bob and Yurt Live. There's the title, Predestination and Free Will. When we finished this seminar, I went to our graphic artist, and there's about 10 who helped Bob and Yurt Live, not only in America, in other countries, in Europe.
Phenomenal artists, talented people,
phenomenal artists. And we went to all of them, and we said, guys, we have to come up with a way of visually depicting the predestination and free will issue.
Yeah.
And they just, they laughed.
Okay, that's...
They're like, okay, sure.
Give me a visual on that.
Well, within 2 weeks, we had the artwork that people could see on our store, kgov.com.
Right.
Click on the store, go on the audio department or the video, the audio department, and look at predestination free will. Click, enlarge it, you'll see the artwork.
Yeah.
When we came up with this, Doug, I remember saying that in the history of mankind, for as long as the Lord tarries, never will anyone come up with a better visual depiction of the predestination and free will issue. Never in history.
I would have to agree. It is phenomenal.
You can't do a better job than the artist for Bob and Yurt Live did with this label.
Yeah, it's
and
tremendous.
I don't know that I want to describe it. I think people should look
go
it up.
Look. And that's why now... Bob, I did not have anything to do with getting in touch with the Jerusalem Post and suggesting they use this
article. No, right. How would we know they're planning an article?
Now, as far as we know, no one within our organization promoted this to them.
No.
They found this on the web.
Here's what they did.
Tell me.
They went to Google Images, and they put in predestination, and they thought, this is a hopeless quest because you cannot visually depict the predestination issue.
Right.
You can't. And they found this and they were stunned. And they printed it full size and full color.
Yeah.
And so what we should do is scan this page right out of the Jerusalem Post and put it on kgov.com so our audience could see it.
Yeah. And it's a phenomenal testament to the talent and the skill and the creativity of the artists that are associated with this ministry and this broadcast. It's just amazing.
So that we have this ministry, small though it is, goes out around the world.
Amen.
I mean, we heard from a federal marshal who was reading the plot on Air Force One.
What?
Guarding the president going over to Europe.
Wow.
Did you know that?
Which president?
Bush.
Okay. Well, that's a little. And now at least I believe it, because if you would have said Obama, no. I would have said there's just no way.
But I mean, it's extraordinary the things
incredible.
We hear from prosecutors and judges who support our ministry, because they say the system is corrupt. It's no longer a justice system. Now it's just the system. And we need a return. That's why the pro-life movement is exploding with energy and vision and excitement for personhood. That's why there were 50 Christians at the abortion clinic in Denver Saturday morning protesting, because the excitement is back in the pro-life movement thanks to personhood.
Yeah, and I must say, thanks to personhood, yes, it's an idea that we all rally around, but also thanks to this broadcast being on the 50,000-watt Christian blowtorch of the Rocky Mountain West, AM 670, KLTT.
Yeah.
This broadcast is a rallying point. It's a point of dissemination of biblical thinking that's critical to the movement.
Praise God.
And so
so the message of Bob Benyart Live, it gets out there.
Yes.
In Denver Bible Church.
You didn't let me finish. I was going to say, if you folks want to make sure that it continues, pick up the phone and call and donate as much as you possibly can. Or go on KGov and buy some stuff from
KGov.com.
The store.
KGov.com. Buy this album on predestination and free will. It's an MP3 CD.
Yeah.
And we always have a money-back guarantee, 30-day money-back guarantee, if not satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
And we're always satisfied with their money.
Yeah, so call, support the broadcast, 800-836-9278. And that reminds me that February is coming up.
Yeah.
And February is traditionally the month where it's the shortest month of the year.
Shortest month, and we do our broadcast telethon.
The broadcast radio telethon to keep Bob Benyart Live on the
on the air
in Denver.
Now,
on the most powerful radio station in Colorado.
Yeah, and late summer, in the beginning of the fall, we try to raise money for KGov.com on the internet.
Right.
But this is broadcast, and our broadcast bill, it's very expensive to stay on the air.
Yeah.
And each February, it's astounding how our audience comes through and helps us stay on the air for another year. That's coming up in February.
It's coming up in February. This is your chance to get a head start. Call 1-800-836-9278.
1-800-8-N-Y-A-R-T.
Now, you're speaking of the ministry going around the world. We made it to Jerusalem, which
Jerusalem
is impressive.
Post.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Now, I want to talk about New Jersey a little bit.
New Jersey?
Yeah. I came across... This is
that's where I was born. Oh, you have the Calvary Chapel magazine?
This is from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Calvary Chapel, Fort Lauderdale. An article written by one Richard Scordato.
Rich Scordato.
It's called My God Story.
My God Story. This is on the back page of their magazine, Doug.
Yeah.
And this goes back to my history back in the 70s. When Rich Scordato, owner of the best restaurant in New Jersey.
Scordato's?
Very expensive.
Yeah.
Outside of New York City. Mm-hmm. And I worked there. Three of us became Christians.
Yeah.
And it started a revival through our families, our high school, and that restaurant.
And Richard was the owner of the restaurant.
Yes.
When you were but a wee lad, a teenager.
I was a busboy.
You were a busboy.
Became a waiter. Made a fortune.
Yeah.
I made more money than most of the adults I knew.
It's great.
Yeah, it was great.
Praise the Lord.
So, Doug, you're going to quote from some of that?
Let me just quote a little bit because I want to get your take. Richard Scordato says, in 1975, I became a Christian at the age of 46. In about 6 months' time, the rest of my family, my wife and five children, were also saved.
Yeah, and I became a Christian in 73.
In 73, and he got saved in 1975. He says, we began to attend the Church of the Nazarene. Many teenagers wanted to come to church with us. But every Saturday, a caravan of cars would leave our house en route to church. One night, 17 teenagers went forward to accept Christ, and they were all from our group.
That's right. Doug, I had a Ford Econoline extended van. For a couple years, I would drive for 2 hours to 3 hours picking up teenagers, bring them to church, and that night, Rich is exactly right, we remembered the most ever. 17 kids went up to pray to trust Christ.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Now he says the group decided to call themselves, this is a group of teenagers led by one Bob Benyart. The group decided to call themselves Agape Kingdom.
Hey, the Greek lingo.
The leader of the group was a dynamic young man by the name of Robert Benyart. He was 16 years old and wanted to start Bible study in our home just for teenagers. In 1979, he and seven other teenagers from our group got into his van and drove all the way to Calvary Chapel in Costa Mesa, California.
That's right. We had a wonderful
Chuck
time.
Chuck Smith. Wow.
Yeah, it was just great.
A year later, Robert returned
to California, Costa Mesa, to spend a year studying the Bible with Chuck Smith and Chuck Missler at Calvary Chapel. Yep.
And
it was great.
When Robert returned home, he continued to lead the Bible studies in my home, teaching God's word using Pastor Chuck's videos. All told, there were 40 teenagers attending our Sunday and Monday Bible studies.
That's right.
Teenagers in the 70s.
In the 70s.
That's amazing.
It was part of the Jesus movement.
So Agape Kingdom lasted.
Doug, my whole family became Christians.
Yeah, even your dad.
My dad, who was the holdout.
He was a hardcore. I've heard Connie talk about him. She said he was a hard man.
Construction worker, boxer.
Tough guy.
Had a temper.
Yeah.
And he became a Christian and his heart softened and he became like a loving teddy bear.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And he's with the Lord now.
Yes.
Man, that's awesome. Talk about a reward. Let's see. Agape Kingdom, according to, again, to Richard Scordato, Agape Kingdom lasted for about 8 years until one by one, members started getting married. There were at least 12 marriages in the group.
Yeah.
Robert Enyart was only a teenager when he started the worship band and Bible study at the Scordato family home. Today, he is a pastor at Denver Bible Church in Colorado and has a radio program that's been on the air 5 days a week for nearly 20 years. When callers ask him where they could find a good church, his ready reply, first of all, if they don't carry Bibles, don't go. That's great advice.
And they remember that from the years we've been on the air. Rich Scordato.
You haven't changed your tune.
No, and we were on, the TV show was on in 80 cities, including Paterson, New Jersey.
Wow. But I'd suggest, Bob would say, that it's always safe if it's a Calvary Chapel church where they teach God's word chapter by chapter, verse by verse.
That's right. And here in Denver, you got Gino Geraci, Calvary Chapel, South Denver.
That's right.
And Ed Taylor, Calvary Chapel, Aurora. There's good churches.
Good, solid churches.
Yeah.
And Mr. Scordato closes, and the parents of all those teenagers, today they're all Christians.
Doug, it's a move of God. All these kids got saved. Dozens, scores of kids. And then we went after the parents.
Yeah.
I mean, we went after them. And that's they phenomenal. Became Christians. And here we are 30 years later. The parents are Christians.
Wow.
Committed to the Lord. It was an exciting time. So Bob and Yurt Live didn't come out of nowhere.
No, apparently not.
And there was a lot of grief in between those years in my own personal life. But God has been good for many, many years.
All that grief will be pretty well forgotten, I think.
Yeah, the Lord will turn our ashes into joy.
Amen.
Doug McBurney, thank you so much. The march is Friday at noon. Please get your signatures in. Call Colorado Right to Life, 753-9394. Go to KGov, KGOV.com. God bless you.